A reflection by Father Luis Sozano, Matthew 19:16-22. To gain eternal life, what should I do? Faith does not come down merely to morality, but morality is a part of faith. Morality is important, but you can't reduce faith to only that. We can't turn into moralists, or people constantly checking to see who is doing right or wrong, or deciding who can come in and who can't. We can, however, look to see how well we are living out the Ten Commandments. Yes, it's true that it can be very difficult to keep the commandments. God had everything crystal clear when He gave us those rules for life. They are useful indications, tiny lights that tell us the way to go. They help us on our journey to reach eternal life and to live in peace. Are you on the road to eternal life? Do you have peace? Analyze your life by examining your conscience, using as your guidelines the Ten Commandments, in order that they are given. It's good to clean the dust from our souls once in a while. Giving up. After analyzing your life from the moral point of view, you must come to another kind of analysis, a more spiritual one. Are you selfless? The holy madman of Assisi comes to mind when I think of selflessness. He said, "The more you have, the more you are a slave to those possessions." He was right. I know several people who live to pay for the holiday home they bought more than they actually enjoy the place. Why do you want to have so much if you don't enjoy the life God has given you? I've met many people who had full pockets but were bitter and were not living their lives with true joy. Sadness. You may feel sad when you see that you can't have everything or that perhaps there are some things you need to let go of. This is natural. To reach greater heights, you need to let go of the weight that is holding you down. I don't know what you have to give up, but I do know that you and I have to give up something. Don't allow sadness to swallow you up, and don't let it take over your life. You must live in happiness. If you examine your life using the Ten Commandments, follow God, and let go of things that don't lead to Him, you will begin to live your life differently. Don't put more weight onto your life. Strive on, because heaven is our goal. You and I must reach heaven, don't you think? Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you and protect you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.